If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Sesh Podcast, Episode 112, Take 1. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I am Janelle. And this episode, we are doing half a sesh.
Yeah, this is just a little, like, bite-sized sesh for you guys to hold you over until we get back, which is January 12th. We are currently on our little break. We are pre-recording this episode. Mm-hmm. We wanted to revisit psychic predictions. This is something you guys have asked for every year. I think we've done it every year.
Yeah, I think so.
Where
started off on your channel.
We gather up. Oh, yeah. It did start on my channel back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We gather up some psychic predictions from various psychics, what they have put out online. And, you know, we say what we think about what they predict. And then we're going to be checking back on the ones we talked about last year and see if any came true.
That's right, baby.
This has been a wild year. I don't know if anyone could have, predicted it all.
Nope.
It would have really impressed me if someone would have predicted that Elon would take over Twitter.
That would have been impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree fully.
I'm sure there was someone that predicted the queen was going to die, but that was a pretty 50-50
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty obvious. I feel like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We might have some our own predictions too.
Ooh, our own predictions.
Yeah, I might have to think on it.
Okay.
Haven't really given it thought, but maybe something will come to mind.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway, yes, guys, this is one of our bonus episodes, so we hope you enjoy, and we hope you all had a wonderful holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And New Year's is coming.
Yeah, in like 2 days or something when this is going up.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Yeah.
2022 is coming to an end, folks.
That blows my mind.
I know. It's
because
crazy.
Because I felt like 2022 legit just started. So that whole thing is like tripping me out.
Mm-hmm.
So weird how fast time's going by.
I know. It's kind of scary.
But thanks for sticking by us through 2022.
Yes. It's
and been a all wild of our year. New followers, welcome to the shit show, folks.
Yep. Yes. Yes, it is. And we're going to start out today by trying some of our cookies that we made last episode. Mm-hmm. We forgot to try them at
and
the end.
It's been 2 weeks now. Just kidding.
No, these are freshly baked at this point. So we're going to give them a little try. And just as a reminder, I kind of fucked up the recipe on this. Mm. There is too much salt and too much baking powder. Mm. So we'll see how they taste.
They could taste more like scones, perhaps.
Yeah, they could. They could.
I always like to eat the ugliest ones first.
Do you want to try one of yours or one of mine?
Oh,
you want to try each other's?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that could be fun.
Which one do you want me to eat? Do you care?
No, I don't care. Do you care?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you want to bring some home?
I either want you to eat this one or that one, please.
Okay, I will try this.
The star or the snowman?
Star. Yes.
For some reason, I
actually,
like
maybe I'll try snowman.
Ugliest ones first.
Yeah, I feel that. You want to save the best ones for last.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
I like this guy. He's got purple eyes.
Mm-hmm, he's a psychedelic snowman.
Psychedelic snowman.
I have.
Oh, and you glued his head back on.
Sure did.
Look at
I
that.
Accidentally decapitated, but he's back.
You wouldn't
baby.
Even know.
No.
You gave him some surgery.
That's right, baby.
That's amazing.
I'm
okay.
Surgeon. Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Merry
to
Christmas.
To a wonderful year together once
aww,
again.
Love
I
that.
Wouldn't want to do this show with anyone else.
So true.
Love you
dream
guys.
Dream come true. Love you too. Oh, shit. Pretty good job.
Are they good? Are they salty?
I mean, I don't know. It's so sweet from the icing. I can't really taste it.
I like a little salt, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you prefer vanilla extract or almond extract?
Almond extract has my heart.
I
prefer both, but I love almond extract.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried almond paste?
No.
Oh my God, I could eat that straight out of the tube. I have no idea what
the tube.
Straight out of the tube. In my mouth. I don't know what the fuck's in it, to be honest, but it is.
Maybe almonds?
So freaking good. Yeah, I'm sure almonds are in. Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These taste good. Honestly, mm-hmm. I got to give it to myself.
Yeah, good. Mm. I'll give you props for making them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Good. Great decorating. Makes it even better. Mm. Nothing better than a good Christmas cookie. This is my favorite treat of the year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love
it. A nice sugar cookie?
Mm-hmm. Although, Josh does make them better than me, I will say.
Oh, he's a Virgo. He likes to follow the rules.
I don't. I'm not much of a rule follower. Instructions are boring.
I agree. Fuck the instructions, baby.
These are good. Mm. We did a great job.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful work.
Beautiful work.
Mm. Now I kind of just want to eat these and not talk.
I know, me too.
Cookie ASMR. Mm. Sorry for all of you cringing out there.
Mm. That, yeah.
That's anyways.
I'm definitely getting some like salt.
Yeah, I was going to say there's definitely like a little bit of like.
Because I didn't even try to measure the salt. I just.
No, yeah. I mean, it's fucking salt. But the baking powder. That's the science part.
Yeah. No, fuck
that
up too.
That's where it gets tricky. A little salty.
Yeah, a little salty. What do you think, Sid? Do you want to try one of the iced ones?
No, I'm good.
I have this other half, the snowman, no?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you, them.
Sydney's here today on camera duty and research duty. Mm-hmm. She put together this lovely
thank you, Sydney.
Menu of information here.
Yes. Carly is busy editing. Yeah. We had two recordings today and... Mm-hmm. It took up a lot of time the other one, so.
She's got work to do.
I am repping the Flower Power crew neck. Mm. Kendall is repping the Admit 1 crew neck. And Sydney is repping the, I think we have that as a logo crew neck. Keep it fresh logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cute. Head on over to milehighmerch.com. Once the stuff's gone, it's gone for good.
Yeah, that's right. Not restocking this time.
Hey, we're not. And this shit is cute. Favorite collection so far. Love it even better than the other one.
Yep. Great job, Sid. Sydney putting this together.
Yes. Excellent work.
We love you.
Needed your help, though. Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, happy to give our feedback.
That's right, baby.
Anyway, are you guys ready to get into some psychic predickies?
Yes, we are ready, folks. Okay, so let's talk about what happened a year ago, or at least what we thought was going to happen a year
Not
ago.
Us, these people.
Well, right, these people. So the first one was that, this is blowing my mind. Things are going to get tough for Alec Baldwin because as more information comes to the surface now, if you don't remember what happened, back in 2021, I thought it was this year this happened.
Mm-mm. No, 21.
What? I remember that happening like, it felt like a month ago that happened.
I know. It's all a blur. I feel like it's just been 1 year since COVID.
I know.
Like one long year since 2020.
No, really though.
It's all been a blur since then.
But anyways, if you don't remember, he was on set shooting a movie and he accidentally
this was fucking horrific.
Shot one of the who was it that
Helena Helena Hutchins. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. And as she was a
producer, a camera person?
Yes. Something behind the scenes. I can't remember the details exactly. I believe she worked with the cameras.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But anyways, she was sadly killed by him. And so we predicted that things were going to get a lot worse, but actually incorrect.
We didn't predict it.
Reported on the prediction. Yeah, I keep saying that. We reported on the prediction, but actually this is not the case. There actually is a quote that they have reached a settlement subject to court approval for a wrongful death case against the producers of Rust. Including Alec Baldwin and the Rust Productions. So the case will be dismissed.
I feel like that was a lame prediction anyway. Totally. I mean, it could have gone one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we like the ballsy predictions, the ones that are really out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, fairly obvious. And it was in the heat of it all when that prediction was made.
So but it wasn't like kinda... But it wasn't true, though. They got it wrong.
I know. It's fucked up, honestly.
Yeah, it is fucked up. Okay, this other one says a bizarre murder is going to happen in Hollywood. Some say this will remind them of the Charles Manson murders back in 1969. This did not happen.
Wrong-o.
Thank God. So no worries there on that. Let's see. Another virus will pop up outside of the United States.
That did happen.
Right? Miss Monkeypox came about.
Yeah, she did.
In May.
Yeah.
Smallpox related. And luckily, I mean, it didn't really blow up to any extent that COVID did. In fact, I don't really hear about monkeypox anymore.
No, it was kind of a short-lived thing, it seems like.
But
it looked pretty brutal for people that caught it, though.
Dude, it looked so painful. Well,
it's like sexually transmitted, too. So, I don't know. It just seems like a mess.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a mess.
Let's see. Robots are going to be in the news more and more with lots of talk about how they could make human life much easier.
Well, no shit. I think anyone could have predicted
that. Exactly.
I would have been amazed if they said robots will become less and less and people will reject robots. That would have been
true.
A more ballsy prediction.
Yeah, that was a lame prediction.
Yeah.
No I mean, shit.
Every year there's more technology.
Yeah, exactly.
Not impressed.
On the side of technology, there was new discoveries in the field of artificial limbs will be made and creating limbs so realistic you won't be able to tell if they're real or not. I don't think that's a thing.
Like, obviously, there's been improvements in artificial limbs, but
nothing out of this world.
Yeah, nothing that really stands out or is indistinguishable from an actual limb. Not impressed there.
The health and medicine, I was going to say, when I was researching this, I couldn't, there was like no, like there's these theories, but there's not necessarily like when they say turmeric, you know what I mean? I'm just saying like, you know, there's like, oh, well, this possibly could be a thing.
Yeah.
But if not, we're not wrong because we said possibly.
Yeah.
This one says that 2022 was going to be the year of soulmates for Libras, Pisces, Leos, Aquarians, and Cancers.
How can we even determine
that? Yeah, exactly. These zodiac signs can expect to find their true love. I got engaged, but I like didn't find love.
You did get engaged.
I guess that's a big thing. Yeah, you did get engaged. So maybe we give it to him.
Okay, but how do you actually determine that? Okay. I don't know about that.
That's a stretch, and that's like half the zodiac. So
that's half the zodiac. Yeah, pretty much. Let's see here. A new gossip book, which will expose the personal lives of some very famous celebrities, will get published. But this did not happen as far as we're aware.
Yeah. There was like,
I don't think so.
I feel like there was some book that came out on someone or something.
Really?
Now that I'm thinking about it, though, I can't really. Yeah. I'm thinking more like Stormy Daniels, and that was 2021, right?
Oh my God. No, that was a long time ago. I think that was like 2018, 2019.
Like I said, it all blurs.
It literally all blurs together. So a little disappointing. Honestly, yeah. I feel like the more that time goes by, the less ballsy people are making freaking predictions.
Yeah, I agree.
Some of these are kind of funny, though. It's just like, turmeric will eventually become the first official herb prescribed by doctors and hospitals for treating.
I don't think that happened.
Wrong.
Nope. Don't think that happened. Let's see. A new type of sexually transmitted disease will be discovered, which will cause sterility.
Like sterilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in women and men. Scientists will be baffled and have no answers.
Yeah, that's out there.
A new type of mold will be discovered to have certain health benefits when it comes to treating certain diseases.
Haven't heard about that.
So
a big wrongo. All these psychics are taking L's over and over.
It's hard to find. Oh, here we go. A plane crash is going to result in the loss of several lives. A few Americans and even some Europeans will perish in the crash.
Nope.
Not that I remember. China is going to tighten its control over Hong Kong and more people are going to disappear without a trace.
Well, I feel like not more than the year before.
Yeah.
It's not like are they reporting on that?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I mean.
Yep. Bunch of L's on that.
Bunch of fucking, the ones that were true were like, wow, like robots. Yes.
Amazing. Amica, no one ever could have seen that coming.
Amica the robot, Tesla's robots coming out soon. We did a whole episode of Mile Higher about robots and.
Yeah, shit is scary. I hate talking about robots, honestly. It freaks me out so bad.
This kid robot that I added in to the, it's just like another kid's robot, but it's crazy. It looks.
Oh, let's watch a clip. So this is a new robot.
Oh, let's see.
Discovered for earlier kids? This year.
That is weird looking.
Ew, yeah, what?
This is ClickBot. Cute, right?
Fucking maggot.
ClickBot is a family robot that's a bit.
Well, that's cute though.
Different. His expressions and characteristics were designed by Carlos Bina, an award-winning designer from Pixar. He has over 200 interactions that will make you fall in love with him. He can also dance, compete, and play with you. Trivia. Chase the
basketball, and a ton of other games. This would already make him pretty remarkable.
He does have like some
but here's where
movements.
He's different. Clickbot is an entire universe. See, this is also Clickbot. It has wheels and can follow you around. This, it's also Clickbot. It can climb walls. And this one crawls.
Ew.
And this one is a mean driving machine. And this one serves snacks.
Okay.
No, these are not separate.
All right. And this one murders you in your sleep.
That is
I don't like him.
Gross. Ugh. Reminds me of a bug.
Imagine how much weirder these are going to be in 10 years. Oh, God. We'll probably have a robot co-host. We're going to have no job.
Yeah, not a co-host. Just a like they'll just take over and they don't make mistakes. And they're probably funnier than us, too.
Probably.
Bitches.
And they can they learn more, too.
Anyways, so yeah, that's pretty much the 2022 predictions that we had talked about. And again, pretty weak.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Not good.
So let's go over 2023, folks.
All right.
Okay, so first starting off with this guy named Nicholas. Cindy, how do you say his last name?
Ajula.
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 Now, he is a self-proclaimed psychic from London. And he has a few predictions here. One of them being that Madonna will experience some sorrow in 2023. He says, I feel like she's going to be having a tough year ahead of her.
I think she's been having some tough years.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. She's had some cringe moments.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I wonder why this year in particular.
Wait, I don't know what happened.
It's a whole can of worms.
Oh, God. Okay. Cringe moments. Well, I guess it's going to be cringe again.
Did you see her on TikTok this year?
No.
She's on TikTok. She has her own TikTok?
Yeah.
She did. Wait, just give me like a short story.
I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it was just really weird. There was this one where she was just like looking in the camera and making these faces and
He also predicts that Beyonce may go through a bit of a change and a transition in her life, and she could question her relationship.
Oh, well, I think she has questioned it many times in the past.
Definitely. But I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll something like will really pop off or something.
Well, how are we even supposed to know? Unless I guess it gets leaked. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. But I like when they're about specific people because we can really check yes or no, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. He also predicts that there will be an economic crisis. Well, the one that we're already pretty much in will stretch longer. He says, I think the economic decline is going to be very long term and could be something that lasts for 6 or 7 years. Oh, God.
Honestly, I could see it.
Oh, no.
There's not really signs of anything getting better. Just continues to get shittier.
That would really suck. 6 or 7 years, though. Most
I don't know about that long, but
most recessions last like I don't know, a year and a half or something. I think is the average.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see if things are better by the end of the next year.
Another one of his predictions is that the Conservative Party will suffer a crisis in the summer. He said, "I feel that the Conservative Party will have another crisis in the summer between June and August."
Hmm. I could definitely see that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about that. He also talks about how King Charles will experience health issues. So we'll see about that.
Well, he hasn't been looking good. I feel like that's kind of a given.
Yeah, no. He says that a major British structure will burn.
Okay. That's specific.
Yeah. Centered on UK's democracy that involved concerning blaze engulfing a royal palace or presidential building.
You think it'll be like a protest? Like an arson situation?
Could be. I don't know. Also, the royal family's popularity and income will decline. Okay, that's
pretty obvious.
Literally already happened.
Yeah, they've been going down for a while.
He says that they're going to sell their properties.
Their income, but definitely popularity.
He says that their popularity will go down and they may sell their properties or they may turn them into a hotel.
I don't see that one happening. I don't feel like they really need the cash from the sale. It'd be better to like hang on to it, you know?
Probably, yeah.
Investment properties.
Let's see here. A British cyclist will break a record.
Ooh. Okay.
He says he envisions citizens celebrating a major cycling win in 2023. I see someone with a British flag on a bike that's broken some kind of record.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this guy's British, right? That's why all of these are British?
I think so, yeah. I think he's...
He's
from London.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's his little spiel there. We'll see if this happens. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, got to give it to him for making the balls he predicts.
Mm-hmm. How do you like, how do psychics start their, you know, like, do they just start thinking?
Does it just come to them? I think everyone's process is different. You know, maybe they have like a ritual or a method, or maybe it just, they've got dreams. I feel like every psychic's a little different in their methods.
This guy claims to have predicted back in 2018 that about the influenza disaster would devastate the world, which he now believes was the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, that's his like claim to fame, is that he predicted COVID back in 2018.
Because he said it was an influenza disaster.
Kind of
close enough.
Would devastate the world. I mean,
it was pretty devastating.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible. Okay, moving on here to someone else. Let's talk about Baba Vanga.
Baba, we love Baba.
Baba Vanga. Sorry, that was weird.
Well, all of her predictions are old, obviously. We just keep revisiting them every year. She did pass a long time ago.
Right.
But she gave predictions far into the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she talked about how Baba predicts a country would carry out a bioweapons test in 2023. What the fuck is a bioweapon? I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it like a nuclear?
Or? Well, like a chemical weapon, like some type of, that would fuck us up biologically.
Oh, shit.
Like they just like release it almost.
Like poison it, poison or gas or something like that.
Oh, God.
From like a lab. Oh, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, it'd be really scary.
Also, one of the...
She predicted that for this coming year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Baba, I hope you're wrong. We don't need that shit.
She's also predicting of an alien attack. According to her, millions of people will die if aliens visit the planet.
That's always been a really interesting one from her and has been highly debated. Obviously, the threat, foe versus friend situation, the debate that's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really hope that they don't fuck us up. I like to just, for my sanity, think that they're concerned for us and they're here to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But obviously, there's got to be so many different alien species. They probably all have different.
Could you imagine if that was the year to have aliens visit?
2023.
Give us another year, please.
I have said that I don't think this is going to be a good year. For some reason, I just don't like the number 2023. Jen always gives me shit because I just don't like odd numbers.
So you hate half the years?
No, but 21 didn't feel that way to me. Just 23 just sounds like yuck. I don't know. 21. I'm already worried about 23.
Fuck.
Sorry.
It's great.
I don't like odd numbers either.
Well, she predicted that the Earth will witness a solar storm in 2023. During the storm, the solar surface erupts and sends plasma electrically charged particles towards the Earth.
So we've had those before. A lot of times we don't even know.
True. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if maybe she's talking about how it's going to become like
noticeable.
Yeah, exactly.
Take out the electricity and maybe. That would suck.
She also predicts that lab babies are going to become reality in 2023.
Lab babies. I feel like we're a little off from that. However, Josh was telling me about this artificial womb that they're building right now where they can, in the future, hopefully be able to grow life outside of the womb.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wait, like,
like an incubator?
Yeah, basically like a surrogate situation.
Cool.
But yeah. Well, it could be really life-saving for a lot of people.
Like put it into a person or just like have a womb?
It would just be like a pod. It looks like an egg. Oh. And it's like the exact right temperature. And I think it's called an ecto something. I don't know. We're planning to talk about it on Mile Higher soon. It's really interesting.
Mm. That would be really cool, actually.
Yeah.
If that could be, I mean, that would change so many lives for people.
Oh, big time.
You know what I mean?
Everyone's struggling with infertility, or if there's health concerns and, you know, there's a like preemie situations, they can help them develop in a better situation. Yeah, I mean, possibilities are endless with that. It'd be really cool.
Yeah, I don't know. The more I'm reading more about this solar storm, she's predicting like a huge solar storm, like something that's an issue.
Shit.
Warned of a nuclear power plant explosion.
Baba girl, I hope you're wrong.
Nuclear. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know.
I said a lot of her stuff gets disputed.
Yeah, it does. It's been very hit or miss. She's, and some of her predictions have been like really loose and people have connected it back to certain things, but there's no proof that's what she was actually referring to. So yeah, Baba Vanga is very,
still kind of crazy though. Mm-hmm. Wait, so it's with a mystic, Is there a difference? Do you guys know if there's like a difference?
I think a mystic and a psychic are essentially one and the same.
Okay.
Kind of. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I probably am. But yeah, I think it's just access to the beyond.
I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that for her.
Yeah. But yeah, she is wrong a lot.
And her story is really interesting because she claims that there was this big storm when she was a child. Mm-hmm. And I believe, it's been a few years since I've looked at this, but I think she was struck by lightning or something happened. She was in this storm and that's how she got the deformities in her face and lost her vision. But she claims that's how she got her psychic abilities.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Did you see the astrology prediction?
Yes.
Ooh, what's that?
This is a prediction about the luckiest zodiac sign in 2023 would be Sagittarius, Leo, and Libra. These zodiac signs can hope for a glorious 2023 in many aspects of life, especially love and career. Bitch, I'll take it.
I feel like those are always the lucky signs. If I were to guess three, it'd be Leo, Sagittarius, and Libra.
Sagittariuses are known to be the lucky signs because they're ruled by Jupiter.
Right.
I feel like I have the worst luck. Like,
what?
What?
Just
no.
in like, not in like a lot of things that are like I've never won a prize or anything. I never win gambling. Like, I feel like I don't. It's not good.
I don't think I have either.
I'm not that lucky, I feel like.
Well, maybe this is your year of luck.
I would love for that to happen.
You'll luck out and find the perfect house.
Bam. Yeah. In the last episode, we were talking about how, what we want to do in the new year or whatever. And yeah, I really want to buy a house. Hey, it said career and love. So I'll take it. That'd be great.
Maybe you'll get married this year too. Do you think 2023 will be the year you guys tie the knot for real?
I don't know. That'd be really nice. I would like to, but depends on like what, if we have like a wedding or not. Because if we have like a wedding at, you know, a venue and stuff, then it's already like booked up.
Yeah, then you're too late for that. Yeah. But maybe you'll elope.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. I would love to elope. Costa Rica.
I kind of think you should. But bring me.
Well, if I'm going to Costa Rica, I'll invite, you know, whoever wants to come is welcome to come.
Oh, I'm coming.
That'd be really fun.
It would be. I'm rooting for it.
Yeah, I know. That would be really cool.
Maybe you'll actually get married before Sydney. Sydney's getting married in September.
Yeah.
I predict it's going to be the most beautiful wedding ever.
Ever.
Prediction.
That's a nice prediction. That's a nice prediction.
I'm pretty good with my predictions.
Are you a psychic, Kendall?
Maybe.
Okay, talking about climate environmental, this is not really like psychic, I would say, but this person, her name is Sarah Porter, and she's the director of the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State. And she basically said in 2023, we must figure out a way to save at least 2 million acre feet of water in the system. This has been a multi-year commitment to allow the reservoirs to recover. Basically, we're on a huge fucking drought. If that doesn't happen, we could be in a situation where we're really starting to face, staring in the face of a dead pool in 2024.
Oh, that's terrifying, but probably true.
I know, right?
So that's not really a prediction. That's just like, we need to fucking do this,
people. Yeah, exactly. Like, get it together.
Does she think it's going to happen?
She says it has to happen, basically.
Okay. So it has to. Let's fucking get going.
The amount of things I read about water and how much we need.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a big thing.
Oh, no. A team of analysts from some university recently predicted that COVID-19 will likely end globally in late 2023.
Like COVID is gone?
I guess.
Like eliminated from the planet?
The prediction was made using the global prediction system of COVID-19 pandemic created at the university. I don't know. So it's obviously not a psychic reading, but that's their prediction. That COVID will pretty much be done by the end of the year.
Well, I feel like the pandemic has at least come to a major decline.
Totally.
And ended in a sense in many ways, at least the impact on our day-to-day lives for the most part.
I don't know. He says the pandemic will likely end globally.
Okay, so that just nothing else is affected by COVID anymore, but doesn't sound like the virus will be eradicated. I mean, isn't that impossible for it to that fast to just disappear?
I don't know. I'm not a freaking scientist.
Interesting.
I guess
we'll see about that at the end of next year.
This one's interesting. 10% of reading glasses will be connected to the internet. They're making smart glasses now.
10%, that's a large percentage of all reading glasses.
I want internet glasses. That sounds lit.
So they actually have them already?
I don't know.
It was like Google Glass, right?
Yeah, but that like never even took off, did it?
I know, because it looks fucking stupid.
Oh, here we go. Let's watch this video.
Okay.
What if smart glasses didn't make you look like a techno cyborg jerk? That's exactly what Intel is making. These smart glasses are called Vaunt, and they're completely different from what you're expecting. What's amazing about these glasses is they look normal, and they feel really light in my head. They only weigh about 50 grams.
Jerk.
They're designed to do just one thing, show you simple, basic information in one of your eyes. It has this little red monochrome projector that shines an image on a holographic mirror thing, which then bounces it directly into my eyeball, so I don't have to focus on it. It's just sort of down there. But the best part is that if you're not looking just slightly down at the display, it completely disappears so it's not distracting you.
The other thing is you're not going to be tapping and swiping and doing whatever you might do like you did with Google Glass. There's no camera here. It's meant to be non-intrusive, non-annoying in social situations. But you can do little subtle things. Like if a notification comes in and you want to read it, you can just kind of look over and it'll slide in, or you can dismiss it like that.
Vaunt glasses are a prototype project from Intel's new devices group.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. How are you going to regulate that?
I have no idea. Huh? I guess you'd have to have your glasses checked when you first come in.
Or how are you not going to cheat on a test?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Mm. I wonder if in a few years we'll all just be wearing these and everyone will just have them. It's like, check your glasses. I sent you a DM on them.
That's so weird. I think it would just be in the corner.
I think the next big thing is chips. Inside body.
I do not like that.
Would you get a chip?
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
Would you get a chip to save your life?
Yes, but not otherwise.
But not otherwise.
At least as of now. Sounds horrible. And I don't want to be... That's when you're crossing the line into cyborg. No.
Yeah.
What would the chips be for? What are they like?
Basically like a smart device in your body.
That you can kind of control outside?
I guess so. It's hard to imagine what it would be like. What exactly
it's weird.
It would do, but yeah, that's kind of seems like it's going that direction. Imagine if we are all wearing glasses like this though in the future, and we're reading our notes for the sesh right on our glasses.
That would be so weird.
That would be like teleprompter.
So we're just looking at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I don't know, dude.
That's weird. I don't like that.
Oh my god.
I like the amount of technology we have right now. I feel like we should just freeze. That's it. No more advancement. You know? Medical. But other than that.
You got to tell the scientists
all this social stuff. Like, we need to fucking put a pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doubt it.
Just thinking about what my daughter's going to be doing, what gadget she'll have, and how I'm going to regulate them freaks me out.
I just found this other psychic. Her name is Jessica Adams. She is saying that one world currency will become widely accepted from May 2023 until 2024 when Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus bring the revolution.
One currency this year?
I guess.
Highly doubt it. Yeah, I would be absolutely shocked if that happens.
That's
There's
only
no
gonna
way.
Last like a year or something.
I guess Bitcoin maybe. Actually,
but
maybe.
But that's like, I don't know.
I don't think we're that close
no.
to having that.
I don't think so.
As a universal? I don't know. I don't think so. That's a little... I'd believe maybe 25 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But next year? I don't think so. It's too fast.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So, yeah. I mean, it's hard to really find... Obviously, anyone can type up something that they predict, but we're trying to find, you know, people that have a little bit to back them their claims up.
Mm, that's challenging.
Which is very hard to do. Yeah.
Was it hard to find them, Sid?
Yeah, because they're just like... I mean, there's things that people say, but they're not, there's no backup on them.
I feel like people have made less and less predictions every year. Every year we find it harder to mm-hmm. actually find these. And I think that's because there's so much backlash on social media. Like people just get ripped if they're wrong. So they don't even want to take the chance and say something that's going to be, you know, criticized. What about Padre? We always used to look up.
I can't find
he
him.
He didn't have any. He's like done.
I've even last year. Like the
really?
Past last few years, I could never find him, which is really weird because I'm like, did he like, was that a different universe? Like, what the fuck?
Or maybe he's just, yeah. not into it anymore.
I can't find him anywhere. It's so bizarre to me.
I was trying to find the person because the ones from last year were from this like Tana or Tan.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Tanya
her.
Hoy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Tana Hoy. She did like a whole.
I think that's a male.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He. My bad.
No, you're good.
Yes. He did like a whole article and like those. That's mainly like. And I was trying to see if he did another one for this year, but.
Nothing? No.
Mm. Like, here's Padre's.
Maybe we're too early. Maybe
website.
They're not releasing them until later this week.
Here's his web. Here's his website. But then I like. There's no more. He used to have like a page of predictions and. Mm. Now it just seems like you have to pay for it, which I was thinking, like, maybe we should pay for someone to do this. But then I'm like, I don't know. I really don't want anyone to tell me anything about my life. Kind of. Yeah. I get, like, really weird about that.
I agree.
Or even if they, like, read something negative, but then don't tell me, but then.
It, like, kind of gets in your head.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, influence your decision making.
Yeah. Yeah. It freaks me out, so.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Is that really it?
That's pretty much all, at least I could find.
Okay, well. I'm curious, do you have any psychic predictions for the year?
I think something's going to happen to Kanye.
Well, looks that way. Like something bad.
Yeah.
I could see
that. Not that I'm wishing that on him as much as I'm not a fan right now, of course. Not like wishing death upon him. I don't know. I just have like this really weird feeling. Just like something could happen, like something really big. I don't know.
I could see that. I could definitely see that. And he's definitely pissing a lot of people off right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrific. This, I don't know if anyone could have predicted how bad he would get this year. Like how horrific he would end up. I mean, everyone just knew for a while that he was saying some whack ass shit, but.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. He went out with a bang.
Yeah. What about you?
I think something is going to happen with Britney Spears, or we're going to find something out about her in the next year that will be fairly shocking to people.
Really?
Yeah.
In like a bad way?
Possibly.
Damn.
Or like someone associated with Britney Spears. Like something will
get more unravels.
Some new truth nuggets.
Shit.
Because I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I think we can all agree, right?
Yeah. A lot of people think that she's still in a conservatorship and isn't even. Yeah. This is totally speculative. I've no idea.
There's a lot of theories. Yeah, it's actually been kind of going around on TikTok. Obviously, take this with a grain of salt, but. Perez Hilton, he was doing a live stream, I believe over the weekend, talking about it. He claims to have inside source information about Britney and what's going on in her life. And he said that it's surprising and none of the theories that people have are accurate, but there is something going on. I think we will find that out.
Shit.
But again, it's Perez Hilton.
Who That's really interesting.
Yeah. But he won't say exactly what it is. But he said if it did come out, whatever it is, that Britney wouldn't want this out, whatever it is. So,
damn.
Again, who knows?
Damn,
who really knows? Daniel. What else? Let's think. What else could happen in the next year? Who could have predicted Donald Trump's latest big announcement?
That shit was fucking hilarious.
I know. It's just so funny at this point.
God, everyone's like, oh, he's going to run as independent. He came out with fucking NFTs.
Yep. Of himself.
That, by the way, people were like looking further into them. There's this one and he literally has like a watermark like that they like took out. Like they didn't even edit it correctly.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah.
What a shit show. What a complete joke that has become.
LOL.
A lot of his own supporters are just like turning on him.
It's making me laugh real hard.
Fucking wild. Goddamn.
So ridiculous.
But yeah, that's going to do it for us, you guys. That is all the psychic predictions we could scrape up. But we want to hear your psychic predictions in the comments. And if you would like to, go ahead and scroll through those and like the ones that you agree with. Mm. Let's see what the top predictions are going to be in the comments section. And I feel like maybe you guys will have better predictions than some of these psychics, to be honest.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
We shall see, but
That's
I guess
how it always goes.
We will have to wait until the year unfolds.
Can't believe we're headed into 23. Crazy.
2023, baby.
Wow. We're like not that far from 2030.
Ew.
It's going to be here before we know it. I know.
The fact that we're closer to 2030 than we are to 2015. Is that right? 2030?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Or like dead even between them.
The fact that we're closer to 2023 than we are to 2010 or 2030 than we are to 2010, that's for sure happen. Like, yeah. I don't know.
No, we are for sure closer to 2030 than 15 even though.
That's so weird.
That was 8 years ago. We have 7 years till 2030.
Oh my God. I hate that. I hate thinking about that. That is so weird, dude. My life is just going by so fast.
I know. Tell me about it.
It's scary.
My baby's like almost 5 months when this episode goes up. That's shocked.
Crazy.
I know. I hate it.
Oh yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah, January 2nd. Crazy.
No, February 2nd.
No, she'll be 6 months February 2nd.
Yeah.
She'll be five
months,
sorry. On January 2nd. Right, right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. I know.
Do you guys ever feel like you have your memories from, like, say, 2010? Do you think they're more clear? Like, do you feel like you remember things and more so back then than 3 years ago?
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Ever?
I very much know what you're talking about. Like, the last few years have been a blur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I can remember specific incidents from... I don't know. I just
like 2012 and stuff. I don't know. I feel like I remember those.
Yeah, I do. That's weird. Time. Time is a bitch. Time is a thief.
Time is a thief.
But that's going to be it for us today, guys.
Yeah, that was a little depressing at the end. Don't really know how to end that off. Thanks for the great year, guys.
Yeah.
We had a really, really fun time doing this show.
Yeah, we have. We have. And we wish you all the best, all the blessings, all the love and joy in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back. We're so excited. We will be back January 12th with some fresh new content right out of the oven for y'all.
That's right, baby. Stay safe this New Year's, guys. Please be safe.
Yes, and I declare 2022 an awesome year.
Woo! You heard it here first, baby. All right, guys. Thank you all. We love you all, and we'll see you on the next session.
But until then, keep it fresh.